dog's having a fucking fit.
I thought it was a fart.
He's a sneezer.
You thought that was a fart?
I thought that was a fart.
No, I see him.
He's
sneezing.
What kind of dog farts like that?
A stinky boy.
Dogs anyway, fart. What's up, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Weekly Show. Episode 34, to be exact, I believe, unless we didn't change this.
I think it's 34.
Oh, it is, because look, Thursday, December 6th. Also, it's Thursday, December 6th. Just thought I'd let everybody know. Hey, I'm Bailey, as you may know. And today I'm joined... All right, I can't...
What?
Freaking Nick. We're with Nick again. And he keeps making the stupid rat face.
I'm not a fucking cop.
But you're a fucking rat.
If no one knows, we've difference? Been very on The Departed lately. And Nick has been making rat faces.
We've been on The Departed. Nobody's watched The Departed, though.
Yeah, we've been just been quoting it nonstop. Well, Nick. He knows the entire movie somehow.
I know what you are. I know what you're not.
Anyway, so yeah, there's Tyler. And I got Matt and Angelo as well.
The What's Tropical up? Boy.
All sitting around to talk some shit. I don't know. Not shit, actually.
The coconut. The coconut.
You are not a Massachusetts state trooper.
All right, there it is.
What is tropical about the fucking sound?
It's absolutely
a,
nothing.
It was a coconut falling, remember?
That reminds me more of like a
Yeah, it was hitting
like
him on the head, right?
That's why I did it.
That's just not the sound I think of when I think of tropical or coconut. But I support it. Either way, though, I support it. Anyway, if you didn't already know, there's a bunch of things you can find us on, like Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, and not Spotify.
You know, we've been telling people we're on Google Play. I tried to find us. I tried to find us on Google Play, and I couldn't find it.
Not as awkward.
I think at one point we definitely were, but I wouldn't be surprised if they took us off at some point.
All right, just honestly,
not enough viewers.
Go to Maybe. YouTube, SoundCloud, or what am I thinking of? Oh man, I was gonna say Spotify.
That, we're not okay. there either.
Never mind.
Stitcher? What was it?
We're on Stitcher.
I've never even looked on Stitcher. iTunes? To be
we are on iTunes. I like iTunes likes to call it Apple Podcasts now.
Yeah.
They get really offended if you say iTunes.
Yeah. So anyway though, you can find us on all of that and on
but
social
wait.
Fucking Apple.
On your phone mm-hmm. to get to the podcast, you have to get iTunes.
Mm-mm. No, not podcast anymore. Is a separate
it's
app.
It's a separate app.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little purple thing.
I don't have it, I guess.
Got the perp. Anyway.
How do you listen to Miss the Bus, Angela?
I'm in it.
Nice.
Fucking in it.
Anyway, so you can find us on social media, too. Twitter at Miss the Bus Pod, Facebook Miss the Bus, and Instagram Miss the Bus Pod as well. This is, like I said, The Weekly Show, where... Oh, wait, hold on. I was in the wrong spot.
Where things happen.
We do a lot of shit, and there's a lot of things that go on. That's my new tagline.
I like it. Show. We're sticking to it.
Anyway, we are not your premium source of video game, television, and movie news, but gosh, mother freaking dang it. We're going to try
that
anyway.
Potty mouth.
I know. I'm such a dirty anyway. Moving on.
Dang, a dirty anyway.
So... I'm going to move on over to Angelo for That's your me. Something stupid, the which tropical is probably boy. Just going to be like what you've been doing this week.
No, I actually have something.
Oh, my freaking goodness.
Dude, you came prepared for once.
I'm so proud.
Yeah, as of 10 minutes ago.
It's better than nothing anyway.
So I found this article on the HuffPost.com. Shout out. Recycle.
Are we sure?
I think it's Huff.
Are we sure we cited that right?
I'm also glad we're shouting out HuffPost.
It's HuffPost.com.
It's not Huffington Post?
No, it's HuffPost.com.
All right.
That's how you get to the Huffington
Take it with
Post.
A grain of salt.
I would.
Well, this actually happened like a couple weeks ago on November 26th. Apparently, a bear walked into the police station on two legs. On two legs. It says, stood up on two legs, opened the door to the facility, and then wandered in as if it worked there.
Wandered in as if it wasn't there?
As if it worked there.
Oh, worked there.
Yeah, and then there's footage of this, actually. I have the video here, but for our listeners, we can't show that.
You'll have to look it up on your own.
Yeah, but after a while of just like looking out like for the vending machines and stuff, because it was just like looking at things to eat. He walked out the same way he came in.
On 2 feet?
On 2 feet. Yeah, and then he came back on a Saturday. And the police people were just like, oh, he's back.
That's it? They were just letting him come in?
No, I mean, He didn't go in a second time.
Oh.
He was just around.
Oh, he just walked back to the police.
Can bears just... I know they can, like, stand on their 2 feet. Can they walk on their 2 feet like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they can move
like a human? Like they swing their arms and everything?
I don't know.
I definitely thought when you said it walked in, I heard you say it walked in and said. And I was like, there's no way.
No, it walked in on 2 feet, which is, I don't know, fucking crazy.
That's some Winnie the Pooh shit right there.
It is.
No, except it's a black bear.
So it's a fucking cop?
Yogi.
Yogi.
It's a Yogi bear.
I'm kidding. I don't even think Yogi Bear is supposed to be a black bear. Either way, though, well, it's walking brown. On 2 feet. Wait, is Yogi Bear a cop?
He's
legitimately asking that question.
He's a national, like, state trooper.
Oh, so
or
he's like something.
Yeah, he's like a fire marshal, isn't he, or something?
Yeah.
If you guys, to all our listeners, hear like a pig grunting in the background, that's me. No, that's my dog Alex, and he just won't stop doing whatever he's doing. Oh, I'll let him go.
All right.
So moral of the story is bears.
Don't go to a police station while a bear's around.
Bears are starting to stand up, and we should be real worried.
I'm just, the funny thing is I'm more entertained by how much that was like entertaining you. Oh, wait, is that the video?
Yeah, this is the video. See? Look at the bear.
Dang. Wow, it really just like opens the door.
I love the idea of that.
It's so
Me
casual.
Too.
I don't know why.
I think it's a great, exciting world.
He's just strutting in, you know, mind his own business.
Good for him. Good for this fucking
bear.
Yogi bear.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm glad we got something stupid out of this.
Thanks.
I really.
For once, we didn't learn about like Disney World.
What about Disney World?
You were like, "Hey, guy. Oh no, it's Universal Studios." Yeah. We're like, "What's your something stupid?" And you're like, "Did you guys know that Universal is adding a Nintendo World?"
Oh, perfect segue. Okay, speaking of Nintendo, going on to video games, Tyler.
La 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 la. What?
So Smash Ultimate comes out
as of this episode's drop day.
Today.
Comes out today.
We're doing this on Wednesday, so tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, we are going to GameStop.
If you're not in line
and getting
Smash, what are you doing?
The game of our dreams.
The ultimate game.
How are we feeling?
Are you talking about the story so far?
No.
What is that? The band?
How do we feel about Smash Ultimate?
I think
what
it's a big think? It's a big misstep, honestly,
really?
For Nintendo. I think that they had all their cards right, and what are you doing?
I haven't slept much this week because I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about it.
In cold sweats?
Yeah.
I sit at work, and I'm doing work.
You just shake.
And then I start shaking. And I don't know how to stop shaking. And it's not just like my leg is shaking. It's like I'm looking at my hand.
There was
like,
a moment I woke up in the middle of the night last night. And I took my phone and I Googled, when does the review embargo lift on Smash? Dude. And I couldn't find it. And then I went back to bed.
I just search reviews every 2 hours. Like, even though
I just want to see it. I just want to see like the review for Smash Ultimate.
I know. I just want somebody to be
I know
like,
it's going
to
be good, but I just want to look at
gonna
it.
I think it's going to be smashing.
Why? Because that means smashing. It's here. It means smashing. It's here, you know?
I mean, I'm sure people have already gotten it.
I've touched it.
I mean, yeah, people but you have
people downloaded it on their PC.
People downloaded it on their PC.
They stole the ROMs from Nintendo.
Can I download it on my phone?
Yep.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Go ahead, play it.
But you're already on YouTube. You can search like so much stuff about it, like cinematics and like, I don't know, matches and stuff.
You can just watch it. Yeah. I was trying to find it on Twitch like 2 days ago. I was like, somebody's got to have this.
I feel like that'd get taken down.
Yeah, I guess so. Alex!
That's it.
The dog's being punished, but not really.
Matt just stood up and spanked Alex on the behind.
No, we don't do that
That. We don't condone that.
No.
I didn't. I smacked my hand, you sicko.
Have you squeezed his butt?
Are you referring to the glands on a dog's butt that you're supposed to squeeze every now and then? No, yeah. I don't do it.
Could you?
Me, I don't think I'm qualified to do that. I think you take dogs to vets to do that. And that's
why?
What happens
now. Is it so hard? Do you have to make an incision?
Why don't you go ahead and try it?
Give me some gloves. I'll do it right
no,
now.
No, you got to do
we'll
a
do
bare hand.
I'm out.
We'll throw it on Instagram.
What character are you most excited for in Smash?
Petey Piranha.
Really? You're not getting that till February. Pick one now.
For some reason.
J.K. Rowling. King Rowling Poly.
King K. Rool?
That.
J.K. King Rolling Polling.
All of a sudden, she's like, hi, guys, I created Harry Potter.
I think that's who I'm most excited for.
And Incineroar.
Incineroar's fucking...
I'm most
excited. I thought you were going to say
cool.
I'm excited to play Ridley.
I'm hyped for Ridley, but I guess it's because Ridley was the first one they showed. I've had it in my mindset for a long time now.
You got the new
one. I mean, I'll play him, but I'm most excited to, like, what if I'm good with Incineroar?
I think King K. Rool is going to be so awesome. For, like, returning characters, I'm obviously most excited for Wolf and Snake.
Sonic, Wolf. The big blue man's going to be back. Apparently, he's going to be faster,
better
than ever.
He was never taken out.
Yeah, but he's back. He's coming back. Popular demand. They were like, hey, we got to bring him back.
No, I think they just said the concept of the game is that everyone has to come back. We have to bring back that sick man.
What happened was when Sakurai, like, sat down, he's like, I'm making Smash Ultimate. The first thing he drew was that protagonist, Sonic the Hedgehog. Shoes first, and then...
That's all he wears.
Upwards into feet, and then
no privates.
Thing is, the Sonic is from Sega, not Nintendo.
Well, yeah, but Sakurai knows how to draw.
So he drew Sonic and gave it to Sega.
No, he went to DeviantArt to get his Sonic drawing.
No, none of this is true. Right. He likes.
Yeah.
Nintendo adopted Sega more or less.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Smash Ultimate. Hot take.
So what do we have to do? We have to go before 7 and get our receipt.
You go at 7 and you say, I pre-ordered the game. Give me my place in line. And they put you in your group or whatever, like 1, 2, 3.
We have to go at 7?
Yeah, should this be like a how-to segment to get your Smash Ultimate on time on Thursday?
If you've already pre-ordered it and paid it off, you go at 7 to make sure you've paid it off. If you have, they give you a receipt. It'll have a little sticker on it. It'll say like what part of the line you're in. Right. We'll be in group 1.
And you
1.
Come back?
And then normally it would be like 9, but for Smash they're doing an 11 o'clock release, so we go back at like whenever and we get in our place in line.
You go back a little early. This is what you do. All right. You go back.
Should we set up 10th?
I'm gonna tell you exactly what you need to do.
Yes, we should.
You get there at 10:59.
We can get like a big group tent and we all stay inside.
Oh, for sure, 100%.
And then play on the Wii U to like prepare.
Yeah, on the outside.
No, what you're gonna do is you're gonna get there at 10:59. You're gonna rev up your car so that everyone freaks out.
Right.
And then you drive full force to the line.
That's what I was saying earlier.
But you stop. You don't hit them because you won't get arrested. Absolutely. They all jump out the way, hop out your car.
You're
the
fucking
line.
Coward.
That's still got to be like disturbing the peace.
No, I think it'll be fine. If you want it first, that's what you got to do.
All right, that's your how-to.
What do y'all think about the people who got the Switch bundle, the Smash bundle?
It downloads.
It's gonna be. It's not gonna be ready at 11, though, will it?
I think it will.
It might. Like, I don't know.
Probably like 3 a.m. or something like that.
I was reading.
No, it would be midnight minimum.
Yeah, I think it's got to be midnight if it's not 11. But I think it might be 11. I think 11's just like the time.
Devil's
time.
Number.
The devil's number. And Sakurai goes by the devil's
number.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not certain, but it probably will be 11. It seems like that's where everyone's giving it out.
It sucks because I am glad I'm getting the poster from GameStop now, but. One of the main reasons why I decided to just finally get the hard copy instead of digitally downloading is because I thought that they would release it at 9, like they normally do with games. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I'd have to look and see if it's like a Nintendo thing that they just release this one at 11 instead.
What if for whatever reason, all the people in front of you get the poster
and they run out?
When you walk up, they give you like a little like pin.
You get like a sticker.
No, they'll
probably give the poster when you pay off your receipt.
Yeah, they should.
That's what I'm thinking.
I would say I wasn't given what I was promised, and I don't want it.
But by next episode, we'll have played it, so we'll be able to talk about it more than.
Dang. Wait, what are we? Are we playing all night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we together or in separate houses?
I'll be there in spirit.
Together.
Bailey's getting a Switch for it.
Can you not rub that in my face right now? Actually, I convinced a coworker to get his son a Switch for Christmas. I was really
getting
happy
closer.
For him. I'm just glad everyone's. Getting the joy. Anyway, what were you gonna say?
we're adding to Miss the Bus hopefully in the future, but we got a one of those streaming gaming card things, and maybe the first thing we'll get to play on is Smash.
What are we gonna call that?
Smash
Miss
it.
The Smash.
Miss
Smash the
Smash.
Bus.
Smash me,
the bus.
Bussy.
I like
Smash
that.
Smash play.
Smash that button.
If we started doing Twitch and stuff, we could honestly give that a different name if we wanted to. Miss the Bus is kind of fucking stupid.
Oh,
I don't think so. I'm
you like it?
I've been with it for
a while.
Can
we do something with Panda? Panda Pop?
We got you.
Can we Panda? Be the rat?
Panda, the rat.
Ralph, I ain't the rat. You're a rat.
No, funny fun fact, I guess. Before we came up with Miss the Bus, we were going to be Panda Pop.
And then we found out that was a
we had cool
phone
art
game.
For
then,
it.
Then what did we do? Like Pandora's box?
No. Bailey originally said we couldn't be Panda Pop because she was like, that's too close to
Pandora's
box.
The Greek legend.
I just remember Tyler sitting there like, wait, is it?
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, man. And then
this
I,
is why my dreams
it just always
crushed.
Makes me think of that scene with Brad Pitt where he's like, what's in the box? But it's still not box. It's pop. So I don't know where I'm going.
I don't know either.
I have no idea where I'm going with
then,
that.
Then what? Then it was like box? Cold meats?
What?
Cold cuts.
Cold cuts.
Cold ketchup.
Cold cuts was by far the worst.
Yeah, cold cuts was literally going to be the name running up until like the day before we recorded. And everything was just going bad. Like the logo, like the C was going to be a pair of scissors or something like that. And we everybody was just looking at it like, I don't even want to fucking do a podcast anymore. And hey, now we got this.
Yeah, now we have a bus.
We got a fucking
toot,
bus.
Toot, you know what I'm saying? All right, I'm sorry. I'm done. So yeah, Smash though. It's going to be really fun. I think I'm like really excited for y'all. I'm not going to be able to really play Thursday night, but Friday.
You know
and
you
then
do.
All weekend.
You get sick. You go wait out in the cold with us. You get sick.
Hey, you know what we should do?
You get actual sick?
You get actual sick. Because being sick and playing Smash still beats everything else.
Since we're like taking off Friday, we should go for the lunch special on Korean barbecue.
I could do that.
And our listeners could come with us too.
Oh, like a pocket recording?
I could probably do that now too.
Fuck yeah. Like plans were made.
Like a meetup.
Missed the bus, plans were made.
Bailey's got to call out of work now to come get Korean barbecue.
We'll call it like a meet and greet.
Like
what's the name of the place? Let's shout them out too. Maybe
Gin.
Gin. Gin on.
Is it gin or gin?
It's gin.
Gin. I don't know. Gin. Gin like the drink.
That's we what can I bring thinking. Gin to gin.
I don't like this bit.
So this is our first official meetup. Missed the bus. 4/5
all
the
fans
the
come out show the support.
We'll be at Gin on Friday at 2 p.m. to sign whatever you want.
How would you guys react if we think that no one's gonna show up and there's like a whole crowd?
We get there and people are waiting outside.
I fucking love you.
The owner of Gin comes out and he's like, what the fuck is wrong?
Angela's signing babies.
Here's the keys to the restaurant.
What they just give us the restaurant? All right.
Anyway. Well, I mean, when they give you the keys to the city, they're giving you the city?
No.
Wait,
they don't even give you a real fucking key. What's
why
it?
Are we symbolic. Getting the keys to the
every
city?
Building, yep.
I feel like we should move to television.
Probably.
You're right. All right. So moving on from that.
How do we go from Smash to Korean Barbie?
I honestly don't know. Okay, but we're also going to move on to, like, sad news now. Well, not sad. It's so sad to me, but I don't know. Anyway, Daredevil got canceled, so not a surprise because everything gets canceled.
For that, I have something to say about that.
Go ahead.
Help the blind, please.
All right.
Is that offensive?
It's weird. Apparently, a lot of people were watching it.
Yeah, well, that's what... So, IGN said that...
I have my theories.
Netflix has canceled Daredevil after its third season. It reportedly isn't due to viewership, though. So, because it was pretty high. It was, like, the most viewed under Narcos, I think.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
but
well, then
they say the character's still going to be around, right?
They did.
Wasn't there a follow-up
yeah,
article?
Yeah, they did.
They say that in some other form of something.
Yeah, but they just did. Honestly, though, I feel like they're just saying that to, like, calm everyone down.
It's gonna be the Daredevil and Ant-Man team up movie next,
dude. From the second you said that, Nick, I felt it for days. It's just simmering.
I would absolutely.
I still haven't
that.
Finished season three. I got to episode like nine or ten. But
I didn't think season. Three
I did
was,
really like it.
Yeah.
I
was enjoying.
Episode. I'm gonna finish it. I just haven't.
I was enjoying it. It just I don't know.
What
other
does this
stuff
mean
came up.
From like what does this mean coming from Netflix though? After they're canceling all these shows?
My
like,
thing.
What is that?
I think it's just. If I had to guess, and I think people on the internet probably think this too, I don't know, but it's probably got to do with Disney's streaming service and just the rights to this stuff. We don't know what all the complication things are, but I just think maybe Netflix could theoretically hold the rights to these shows, but it might cost them a lot of money.
Well, yeah, because isn't Netflix like billions of dollars in debt?
I don't even know.
Don't
are
know.
They?
I'm pretty sure they are. Like,
they're not
I mean, they
super
make
successful.
Every kind of show
no,
that
they're,
the idea
they're extremely
that
successful, but they're like, I heard somewhere. They
what
were
are
saying,
your resources?
Another podcast?
Or just your sources?
I honestly don't know if I'm.
I feel like they just have too much in the pipes.
Well, yeah,
just, it's just like the Netflix is so cheap for the amount of content that
like
they
Mario.
Put out. So
he's
it's like you're
pipe,
paying
yeah.
like pennies for it.
So is Ouija.
Hey, Mario's always in the pipes.
He is always in the pipes.
Does he get like peed and pooped on?
Who's in the pipes?
He's no, because Mario's Mario. Not, Mario isn't even a plumber anymore.
I mean, he has to be peed and pooped on. He's a plumber. Like
do all plumbers get peed and pooped on?
If you've never peed and pooped on your plumber, you got the wrong plumber.
Mario is not a fucking plumber anymore. He's just a man
he
wearing
walks
trousers.
Through the door. Come here, sir. I need to show you something.
He like bends over. He's like, I'm ready for my payment.
Oh my God. Daredevil.
It's gone.
It's over.
I think we'll see the character again. I don't know in what, but I think in something.
It just is kind of crazy that like they were putting so much effort into the shed. They must have known before they put it out that they were going to cancel it. So like,
yeah,
they put
at the rate,
so much effort into it.
At the rate they've been being canceled, which is over the course of like, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
We lost Luke Cage, Iron Fist.
I don't understand how Daredevil got canceled before Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones and Punisher are the last two.
How?
I thought Jessica Jones
Daredevil?
Got the axe. No, she didn't get the axe.
Yet? Not yet.
No.
I don't know.
So it's just Jessica Jones and Punisher left. Yeah.
Which I get. Okay. The Punisher only had one season.
Well, Punisher, they had already approved a second season.
Yeah,
so it's probably already done.
Punisher's still happening.
Right, but it's just surprising to me. I guess it sucks.
I think you just can't announce something's canceled before it comes out.
I think they should have just like advertised it as its final season. Like this is the like greatest final act for Daredevil. Yeah, I don't get why they wouldn't have done that.
I thought I had seen someone also saying that like even the writers were shocked at the cancellation. Like they weren't ready for they didn't write it in a way
the
that
cast
it's gonna get wrapped up.
Wrapped.
Did anybody here finish it?
No.
Not yet.
No. I started.
I'm an episode
am I the farthest?
I'm an episode three. Start. He's in a church. No, he left the church.
Hey, tell you what, he's in there most of the season.
You're the only one who knows the story so far.
I do.
Jeez.
Really? How's that going?
What is that, like the third reference to that?
That's number two.
Okay.
We didn't even explain.
We'll get to three.
No one listening will get that joke. It's not even a joke. It's just us being idiots. All
right.
Kingdom Hearts, there's a collection of all the games. It's called The Story So Far. We own the games just separately, but we keep joking, who's getting The Story So Far?
Because you have to buy it. I mean, it's new. It doesn't matter what you already have.
In this case, it does, because there's literally nothing else added into it.
Because it's still on two discs.
It's a box that we don't have.
Like, what's in the box?
Cool. Callback. So, literally, like, 5 seconds ago.
It's literally a box that I don't have, because when I bought 1.5
yeah
2.5.
You took the L.
I sure did. Black Friday a year ago, they gave me just a white fucking case that somebody scribbled Kingdom Hearts on
at GameStop.
And my sick ass, I guess I was in like a state of delirium for some reason, and the guy's just like, don't worry about it, dude, if I ever get another hard copy, I'll call you and you can come get the box. This dude wasn't gonna call me. He was never gonna fucking call me.
Yes, Matt, we have a Kingdom Hearts box in for
box.
You
we got
you'd
it
like
dude
to come pick it up.
Oh, well, yeah, Daredevil's canceled and probably all of Netflix. You heard it here first. Netflix is done.
Going under.
Wow, that's
I'm
it.
Kidding. It's fine. Everything's fine.
We might get into that later.
You know. So moving on to movies.
Ooh,
we have some.
We got the rumor mill.
It's a lot of rumor.
There's been a lot of rumors.
I heard rumors.
Dude, me too.
There's also been a lot of grooming.
Grooming rumors?
All right, I'm done with this.
You know, rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
Okay.
Y'all could have at least harmonized a little bit. You know?
I don't know what fucking key he was going to sing.
You go low, he goes high.
Why do I go low?
Lower to the ground.
You were closer to me, so it's just like this is where the hand's going to go.
Tropical
so
boys
like,
sing low.
They do.
Get low.
All
I don't
right.
know if we can say that.
Tropical boys get low?
Sing low.
Why?
I don't know.
All the coconuts to the brain. Anyway.
So, as reported last week on Miss the Bus.
What?
Avengers 4. The fourth Avengers.
We have the title.
The untitled.
So
yeah,
we
exclusive.
We gave false information?
Well, we didn't get false information, but we did say we wouldn't be surprised if there was an Avengers trailer out by the time that last week's episode went up.
Oh, right.
Which, surprise, surprise, there wasn't. I mean, then the rumor changed.
Where did you read this?
Dude, everywhere. Comicbook.com. Screen Rant is what I'm going to read from today.
I'm pretty sure last week I was like dead set. Like, no, it's coming out Thursday Night Football. You heard it here first. So
we tried to give the disclaimer and Bailey was like, no, listeners, listen.
We also talked about the Saints last week and they lost.
We did. We said fuck the rest of the league. Nobody else is winning.
And we fucking lost.
Rest in peace. But you know what? Just wait. Just
I heard that. The name for Avengers 4 is going to be Annihilation.
That is the lead.
Have you not been here for years?
We have
you
an episode
been
titled.
On the episode, I'm pretty sure.
We have an episode of Mr. Bus titled Avengers Annihilation. Is maybe the something. I don't know.
And I'm pretty sure you were on it, but whatever.
Angela's just like staring into the.
I don't
now.
Remember half of the of what happens in my life.
That's okay. I'm gonna get into this though. So the rumor kind of switched that then it was Switch? Gonna be Switch. Shout out Smash Bros. It switched to Avengers 4's trailer coming out Wednesday, which is when we're recording this episode.
It's coming out today.
We can report it didn't. Listen. But listen, because the reason that it didn't come out today, per the internet, per Screen Rant, per. I don't have the Twitter guy's name, but he's apparently right about everything.
Per.
You mean the same person that leaks the characters of Super Smash Bros?
Differently.
I don't think it's the same guy. But per that, this dude, the reason that it was canceled was because of George Bush's funeral today.
I wasn't invited. Like
RIP.
None of us were. But it was kind of like a national day of mourning. Government things were shut down, whatever. So they said they were pushing it back to Good Morning America on Friday.
What time?
And the said Twitter user, who I will find his name, said, I don't know what time Good Morning America comes on, like 9?
Probably.
The morning?
It's probably 9.
The morning hours. they said, like, this is final. This is when it's happening. There's no more rumors. There's nothing else to happen. Like, it's coming out.
What if people are at work for 9?
It'll go on YouTube immediately after. It's just going to air.
Ponder that.
Do you think they say the name of the movie just at the end of the trailer?
Yeah, I think so.
That's wild.
I think it's possible it leaks online beforehand. But
you think it fades?
Should we watch Good Morning America on Friday?
Dude, I would.
We're not going to work.
Oh,
that's hype.
Oh,
a viewing party.
Well, I don't know that that's I'm not hype. Going. To, well, yeah, I'm not.
You're not.
Yeah.
Smash.
I'm just making sure if anybody listens to Miss. I mean,
like good before save. Your interview, before you got to go to Baton Rouge.
I get pulled into like an office on Monday morning. It's like, play.
Yeah, fuck work. I'm coming to play Smash.
No, I'm fairly certain that this has to be real because the movie comes out in fucking May. Could even get pushed up to end of April again, like Infinity War. Yeah, that seems like the popular belief is that it will. So there's got to be something. I mean, it's got to be a teaser, right? There's also been word that they're not going to advertise any of the dead heroes in the trailer, which I think is a really smart idea. Because
I like that, yeah.
Keep with the continuity, please.
I've also heard that only 2 of the original Avengers are going to be left.
At when it all ends, when it all wraps up. Who are they?
It's got to be Hulk.
Probably Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
And, can you imagine? And, Black everyone, Widow.
Everyone's chomping at the bit for that.
Everyone's it's legit Hawkeye dead like this Falcon. Time except for Hulk. And
Hawkeye's wife, Keith Pernick, you know what I mean?
Also, Hulk is dead.
Hulk's not Hulk. Dead.
I don't even want to get into this.
How do y'all feel about like a trailer in general, though? Because like I keep hearing people.
I support it.
But you see, I do. All right, just give me a second. Listen to this. I want trailers. I love trailers, especially for Avengers movies. But the more I keep hearing people say, you know, if they just didn't have a trailer at all, they announce the name and everything, but no trailer, you don't see anything. You go into the movie, have no idea what's going to happen.
That'd
like,
be cool.
How hype would that
be? I keep going over my mind because I know they have to advertise it, but how cool would it, like, if it was, the trailer is literally just a black screen and it just, like, has some words on it. Maybe shows, like,
the
one
Avengers
shot.
A?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just a logo,
exactly.
I think, would
that's
give
what
me
I'm
really
just, like, something sick like that
and then just
awesome.
Shows something, and then that's it. And
yes.
It and won't then, happen, but, it, like, for us and for the majority of people, it would work. It'd be enough.
Oh, my God.
And
I
wouldn't
love
complain.
That so much.
I would be fine with it.
I think, that, like you said, as long as they don't show any of the dead heroes, I'm fine with whatever they decide
to. Oh, yeah.
To.
I mean, especially because, like, Infinity Wars trailer, I'm pretty sure I watched that. I don't even know how many times I watched that
it was
trailer.
Really good.
It was amazing. So I know this trailer is going to be great, but I just keep thinking about how I don't want too much to be shown. So that's where I'm at with it. But
yeah, I think... Well, we'll see. I think they've done so well with trailers in the past. Even like the Captain Marvel trailer that came out Monday, I think is great. So I have utmost faith in the
Marvel
people.
I'm probably just thinking too much into it.
but no, it would be really cool. I would love if they could actually do something. They could do it, but
they're not
they
going
ever?
To.
No,
no.
It's,
not happening.
There's all these marketing rules.
Shout out Marvel. Sponsor us.
Yeah, Miss
the bus. Sponsored by Marvel. shout out also to Daniel RPK. That's who these rumor info things are coming from.
And Happy Pants.
And he's always right. And he's happy.
He's our loyal listener.
He is. God, so when do we have to do that?
Soon.
Soon.
As his Christmas present.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Give me a nice little Christmas present for you.
Give
happy
me,
pants.
Yeah, give me a few weeks to come up with like a dance.
Mm-hmm. He's very. If you can't tell by his voice, Matt's very excited about
Are
it.
You going to like choreograph something?
I guess. Hmm. Or I'll look up whatever the happy shark dance is.
How does it go?
It's like do 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 do.
Oh, see, we already know. Yeah. Oh man! All right. Well, hopefully we're not eating our words come Friday, but I really think this is gonna happen. So,
another Marvel. It's not gonna happen. Though. Captain Marvel came through. Happen.
Oh yeah, so we're gonna get into that. We might as well just, I guess, go into the other news. This is the.
Nick fucking segue.
He goes. Oh.
No, it's great. You can even talk about it the most you want. But we're
you got this.
No. I'm just saying we're going into like the extra stuff.
You segued into a different segment and you didn't even call it by its name. What is the name of the segment?
Back burner, unimportant. Yeah, we only care because
I mean,
we're
I'm learning how
society.
To read. I'm making this work.
No,
we're
it's called it's read. Called the garbage disposal news.
Oh,
isn't it?
Did you like that?
Somebody wrote that.
I wrote that.
They said optional segment name, the garbage disposal.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, so because it's like,
and then someone
when you
makes
throw
a,
all your like food that you like the food you haven't really eaten down the garbage disposal in the sink. So it's try not it. All gross.
I don't.
Here's what's happening.
I don't throw food away in the.
I don't throw.
We have to introduce the segment properly. So I'm gonna announce it, and then you're gonna make the sound, Angelo.
Okay.
Like, you see what you have to do? You have to make a garbage disposal sound.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. The garbage disposal news.
Wow, that was solid. I actually really like that. You sound just like garbage. All right. So, yeah, we were just...
You can't put a coconut in the garbage
disposal.
You know,
disposal. You're not wrong.
Probably shouldn't.
But anyway, so yeah, we were just, Nick was just bringing up that the Captain Marvel trailer just dropped. What did you think about it, Nick?
Oh, I loved it. That scene where she goes Super Saiyan.
Dude,
was
oh,
like
my God,
top
yeah.
Notch.
The whole like flying sequence with her at the end, is that
oh,
what you're
absolutely,
talking
about?
Yeah. Oh, no, you're
well,
talking
no,
about
a, no, where she's like standing in front
yeah,
of a door
yeah.
or something. She's like charging up her key or whatever.
I love Marvel because if you remember the last trailer, the only kind of controversy about it was like, she like punches an old woman in this trailer. So in this one, they just doubled down and show her just like beat the fuck out of this old woman at the beginning instead.
She like slams her head into a pole and everything.
Oh, I loved it. But that old lady was pretty flexible. She was like swinging around that train.
Something's going on there.
She's an alien. Well, she's a rat. Much.
She's a rat.
I thought the trailer was good. I feel like I'm not like fully hyped for this movie, but it's also because I know like nothing about
well, that's
Captain
the thing.
Marvel.
Yeah.
So it's like,
but I think they're
I
doing
know.
Such a good job of like making it look really cool to
she's,
people that don't
she's
know.
She's also a cutie.
She is.
Oh, yeah.
She's extremely hot.
The old lady or Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel.
And the old lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule out the old lady yet.
I mean,
not till we find out why she's fucking doing flips.
Shout out. Sponsor me, Captain Marvel.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. It looks cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm really excited to see how it's going to tie into Avengers.
I'm looking forward
That's
to
what
see,
I
seeing
say.
Like young Sam Jackson. Like I love
that
like
with hair and everything.
Hair
I know. I'm excited.
Like,
and two eyes.
Two
Gary,
eyes?
Let's go.
You think he's going to lose his eye in this one?
Yeah, I do.
And Jude Law's in it.
He
oh
is.
Oh, my God.
Which I forgot about.
I love. I'm so excited
about
that.
Oh, yeah, he is
that.
In that.
How did he lose his eye?
We're going to find out. There's a movie coming out in March.
How he lost his eye?
How he lost his eye.
How he lost his eye, the film.
All right, so we got more movie news,
What's
too.
What's his name? Mario Jackson?
No, we don't.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, more movie news. Men in Black 4, starring Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth, gets its official title, which is Men in Black International.
More like interracial.
That's a good one.
Also,
that's a good one.
Fantastic.
Do you want to ask your question?
So originally they had said that, and this is going back like 3 years ago, but the whole thing was like the next Men in Black was going to be that crossover with... 21 Jump Street. So I know that got ditched probably like over 2 years ago, but That would seem like a really cool idea to me.
I never liked that idea.
I thought it was cool. I wasn't too on board.
I liked the idea of it, but like actually making a movie, they kind of lost me when they were like, we're actually going to do it.
I don't know. I thought it was cool because both series are so like they're so crazy and they got to the point where I feel like there's nothing left to really put in them that I was just like, if you're going to do another one for both these movies, just fucking combine them. But you know what? Fuck me, because they didn't do it and nobody at this table agrees with me.
Did you know
that? I don't know. It seemed weird to me. I'm sure it could work. But I don't know. We won't know now.
I like all the Men in Black movies.
I kind of forgot this was even happening, to be honest.
I didn't even know this was happening.
I think it comes out this summer.
It does, yeah.
Well, you know, Tessa Thompson is like the character that's supposed to create continuity between like the previous films. Like she's been in some past Men in Black, and I have no idea.
Really?
She has
yeah, been? she's in some of them. I read something that she is part of the continuity between the films.
Interesting.
I don't remember her.
Yeah. I guess that is interesting.
I'll shoot her a text.
Yeah, let us know what she says. So
hey,
also,
Tess.
Also, Jake Gyllenhaal officially will be Mysterio in Spider-Man Far From Home, which I thought was already a thing.
Yeah,
I thought that was already a confirmed thing, but then he posted a video of him like reading a Spider-Man comic, and then he was just like, "Oh, I thought I was gonna be Spider-Man," because like remember he was in talks to be Spider-Man.
No,
was he?
I totally blanked on that.
Whenever like they were doing like the Tobey Maguire ones.
Yeah, like forever ago. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which I would have liked him more as Spider-Man.
I thought y'all were talking about like recently. I was like, he's old and
But keep in mind that was when Jake Gyllenhaal was young. It could have maybe come off the same way.
Maybe, but I feel like
I would have liked him more. I don't know. Maybe not.
He
would
have done good.
But yeah, so he's gonna officially be Mysterio now, which is cool. Just because like I already thought that was gonna happen. So
yeah, officially. Officially Marvel.
Oh,
we didn't know.
The Spider-Man Far From Home trailer apparently is supposed to drop this weekend, too.
Yeah, more Marvel movie rumors.
Yeah.
It's crazy how they're just kind of throwing all, like, three huge trailers in 1 week.
Yeah. Well, and two, it's like, I mean, I guess they do have to start marketing these movies, but at the same time, it's like, okay, Spider-Man's supposed to be dead. I can see them doing an Avengers trailer where we don't see anybody come back to life. How do you do a second Spider-Man trailer without showing Spider-Man?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of it.
I don't like an idea of it coming out this soon. I think there was a way. Who knows, though? Maybe this teaser won't show him. Maybe this is, like, straight up a teaser, and it's going to be, like, very, very little.
I kind of think it'd be cool if they could figure out a specific way not to involve Spider-Man.
Me too, and I think it could be done.
They might be what they're doing.
Right. I'm very curious to see if I end up eating my words, because maybe Marvel has this all figured out.
It could start with Spider-Man being dead and then somehow coming back with him alive.
What if this trailer is a sequel to the Avengers trailer we see in a couple days, you know?
Good game.
Yeah, there's a possibility.
I feel like because they have to know that people are going to be like, why are they showing us this? Because we know he's dead.
Right, but like I was telling you, Ty, like they fucking have Tom Holland on like the Jimmy Fallon show just like dancing around in his new suit too. So there's part of me that just thinks they don't even care about
people are going to see it regardless.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm hoping Marvel's smart enough to just try and do something really cool and different with the trailer, but at the same time,
I wonder how
everyone's
going
to watch the movie regardless. So.
Like, how many people actually thought the heroes were gone and done for?
I guess it's not even that you really think
there's a
that.
Handful of those people.
People
out there.
That don't pay attention to the internet every day.
But it's not even like, I mean, if.
Tell you what, the kid sitting behind me crying when Spider-Man died,
he didn't
he
know.
I mean, I about cried at that scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was rough. But on lighter news, Kevin Hart is hosting the Oscars. How you feel about that, Tyler?
I can't believe you, Matt. I can't believe you put this in the document.
Big question of the day. Will Tyler
watch
the
Oscars?
Of course
I'm going to watch the fucking Oscars. I've seen like over 50 movies this year. That's what I live for.
What if they're like, introducing Kevin Hart's new stand-up as he hosts the Oscars?
He'll be fine.
You know he'll do a little.
He'll be fine.
I think it'll be funny.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm excited.
I like Kevin Hart. I don't know how this bit started.
You used to say you hated Kevin Hart.
I never said I hated him.
Every day you came over, you used to walk in the door, you open it up, you'd be like, fuck Kevin Hart. And
Angela
then sit
would
down
be watching the same 10 minutes of Kevin Hart's stand-up.
No, I think it was because I was so against a Jumanji movie, but then it ended up being good. So
oh,
the,
man,
the
that
joke,
was a good movie.
The joke partly started because y'all were like, oh, he doesn't want Jumanji because of Kevin Hart. But then Jumanji was good, so like.
When are the Oscars?
February.
Saturday.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on this week.
February.
Okay.
It's usually after the, because what happens is the year ends.
Everything's got to come out.
The year ends, obviously, and then basically in January and February, a lot of the Oscar-nominated movies get re-released in the theaters, so people can go out and see them.
All right. Shout out AMC. And sponsor us.
And then last movie news, Tom Hanks might be Geppetto in the Love Action Pinocchio.
The Love Action? Action?
You put Love Action.
Did I?
Yeah. You did. There's wow. no there. In the live action, I changed it.
I like not on my phone. To say people's typos.
Give it a second, man. Google Docs, they're only so fast.
I saw it happen in real time.
Damn. Yeah, the glory of Google too. Docs. Our big sponsor, Google
I
Docs.
Think that's great.
Google Docs, sponsor us.
Tom Hanks was already, he already played Walt Disney in a movie, so.
Well, I see it fit. I think it's perfectly. Something about all those sentences didn't
perpendicular. Yeah.
Perfection?
No, I really like it, yeah. though. I think that if this Perplexed. Ends up happening, it'll be great. I think he'll be...
That's all I got.
I really want Tom Hanks to play me in a movie one day.
What do you
so
plan
cool.
on doing that's big enough to get...
Some fucking cool.
Oh, a pilot.
He already did that.
Yeah, he's...
No,
do something
him.
Better.
He already did a
yeah,
pilot.
Tom Hanks
movie.
Has already
pilot
done a
that
pilot.
Dies?
Well, I don't want to have to die to be for Tom Hanks to be me, but I guess if I got to give that up, then, like, fuck it.
Go to the Bermuda Triangle, never come back.
Jesus.
Yeah, bye, Nick. See you later. See you never.
You don't want to take a ride to the Bermuda Triangle?
I would.
Triangle Tropical Boy?
Actually, I want to show
the tropical
what happens.
Triangle Tropical
We could
boy.
Do it.
Or like Satan's Triangle.
Where's Satan's Triangle?
Fuck yeah. Japan, those islands.
There
they
we
make,
go.
They make the Devil's Triangle?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let's go.
There's two. It actually connects. You know, it's like a wormhole. You go
really?
To the Bermuda Triangle, you come out.
You've piqued my interest now.
And you come
I
out.
I think that like they did find
Japan.
Like Anne Frank in like some Japanese island. Right. She was
and
found somewhere like
Did they?
Yeah, she didn't die in her flight. Like there's like
Anne Frank
in her flight.
Whoa. Amelia Earhart. Oh my god.
Yeah, I thought Anne Frank died
I was
in
like
a,
I don't know where to go with flight. This joke, but I'm not sure if it's going to be a good idea.
That was my
Are
mistake.
You Jewish too?
A little bit.
I was like,
I'm not
think
a Jew, but I'm Jewish.
Oh, good. All right, we're gonna move on to TV news.
Talk about Franks. I want a hot dog.
What is happening?
It's fucking
what
being
a perfect
derailed.
Segue. Hulu, crazy that and hot dogs. You know, Hulu signs multi-year deal with Funimation to expand their anime library.
Animal.
Also animals.
They're animals.
We're making new ones like Floop Floopian.
Floop Floopian.
From Spy Kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
I didn't even catch that.
I haven't seen Spy Kids in forever.
I know. All I think of is the Thumb Thumbs.
Those were technically Floop Floopians. I don't remember
oh,
the
yeah,
scientist
right, right, right.
Who made the animal hybrids.
Yeah, wasn't it Thumb Thumbs and Fooglies?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Guy with the Hands.
Weird film.
Yeah,
very weird.
Wasn't that the 3D one?
Yeah, that's the
that
first
was
one.
Robert Rodriguez, wasn't it?
Uh huh. He did all.
Oh,
three.
Yeah.
He did all three of them.
Machete's the same.
He did
character.
Machete. It is the weirdest fucking like continuation
Uncle.
Of a movie ever.
It's bizarre.
Uncle Machete. Anyway, so yeah, we're getting more anime on Hulu. That's cool. I'm really excited about that.
I thought you were lifting Alex.
I was like, let me just get my fucking workout. In.
Bench press a tiny pup.
All right. So moving on to another streaming service, not a streamer. Anyway, yeah, Friends. Y'all heard about all the Friends Netflix drama because everybody thought Friends was like leaving Netflix, and then they signed a deal for like $100 million a year to keep
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because they had on Netflix. If you clicked on Friends, it said like until January 1st, 2019, and then people
oh,
were
it
like,
did?
"Yeah," and then people were like, "Oh fuck!" Like no, and the same thing happened with Scrubs like years and years ago, and they ended up the internet saved Scrubs for like 2 years until finally they were like, "No, not anymore."
R.I.P. Scrubs.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so then now I guess again the internet was like, "Don't get rid of it." So Netflix was like, "All right, we're taking it again. What do we have to pay for it?" And then I think it's Warner Brothers that owns. Friends, I don't know, but they were like $100 million for the year, and I think to compare, like last year it was $30 million.
Jesus.
So that's just shooting up, and you just got to know it's going to keep going up. So it's interesting because it'll reach the point where Netflix won't be able to afford licensing some of these shows.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you think they're going to do when The Office's time comes around?
Right. That's, I don't even know. Because I got to imagine The Office is cheaper than this, but I don't know how.
The internet will save that one for
sure. Yeah. But, I mean, it could. Netflix, it made me think earlier, like, we're kind of taking for granted how great we have Netflix and stuff right now. Because I could, like, very easily see in 10 years, Netflix isn't what it is right now. Netflix is, like, an original content streaming thing. But, like, their licensing shit with some of this, it might not be that easy for them to hold on, like, The Office and Friends
like
and shit.
Like, the bigger shows.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of sad, but everybody's got to make money.
Yeah, somehow. Showtime, the Showtime.
Shout out Netflix. Please
sponsor us. You know, if we ask everybody to sponsor us in this one episode, somebody's got to bite. I know it. I feel it.
Like, if we ask, 1 out of 10 is going to sponsor
us. I think so.
That's like
really, that's your number 1 out of 10.
That's where my mind's at.
That's a correct statistic.
Really?
Yeah.
Pulled it.
The Showtime Halo show lost its director. Do y'all care about that?
Who's Halo?
Halo is
Master
Chief. He's a Master
Chief. Oh, that one?
I care.
I care because
I didn't read too much into it. I just kind of saw the headline. It's not surprising. I feel like it's probably hard to adapt something like this the way they want them to.
It's such a big deal, I think, because it was crazy that they're even making a Halo show, and then the fact that something's already going wrong with it is a little bit weird.
Especially, like, losing your director.
It must not be too far along, though.
Oh, so yeah, for sure. I think they only announced it, like, a few months ago.
Yeah, so it's probably not, like, a detrimental thing. It's probably just, like, they're trying to get off the rails, you know? Trying to start it up.
I feel like it won't be too big of a deal. Just, like, the director part. It just, whenever you hear that something has lost its director, you're immediately
Matt,
like, oh,
just,
it's done.
Just squeeze out.
Yeah, I think it's a little different with TV shows. I feel like that can happen and it'd be okay.
All right. We've been having some technical issues with the dog. But it's okay.
Technical difficulty.
The dog is a technical issue.
But he's okay now. So, yeah. I think it'll be fine. Either way, I think everybody's going to be kind of interested to see a Halo show, so...
I'd watch it, yeah.
I don't know.
Matt's going to be the intro for it. So Blade Runner anime is on the way, which is super exciting.
That was just me being excited for the Blade Runner anime.
Being done by the Cowboy Bebop guy, or produced by it.
Yeah.
I think everything about this is perfect.
I mean, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Did y'all ever watch the
I actually haven't. The Blackout?
Yeah. No, it's on Hulu, though.
It's cool.
Huh?
I need to watch
it. It's on YouTube.
What do y'all think about like the timeline for it? Because it's in like 2032, something like that.
I think it's 31.
31?
Do y'all like it? It's interesting, yeah. Because it's a good ways before 2049.
So do y'all think Officer K's in it?
No. I bet Sapper is.
Yeah.
Sapper's in the Blackout short.
Oh, he is?
Or no. Isn't he? I don't remember.
Do they say in 2049 how long Officer K has been around for?
I don't remember, which is weird because I've seen the movie like 4 times.
I just don't think they address it. But
no, I don't think they do. You just know he's a newer model, so he's not around for that long. You know
right.
I mean? Like,
so he's probably not there yet.
Yeah. That, I mean, it's really cool, though. I'm sure that'll be great, especially because what? They said it's going to be like 10 episodes or something? I think
13.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. I think it's going to be a fantastic show, so I'm really looking forward to it. So now we're going to move on to the video game news, but I'm going to let one of you take over for that.
Actually, what would happen if we like listen back to the podcast and we hear something that's not there when we record?
Oh, you mean like a...
like when you listen to Led Zeppelin backwards? Let's do the video. I'll do the video game.
Okay,
I'll take it over.
All right.
So there may be a new Batman game on the way. Apparently a Batman Court of Owls game may be in development at WB Montreal.
Dude, this would make me like be un...
I feel like there
RPG?
Has...
RPG?
Nobody knows.
Ooh.
I feel like there has to be another Batman game soon. It's not going to be Rocksteady that does it, so I feel like somebody will have to take the reins.
I think it makes total sense, and I would fucking love it. What apparently the Court of Owls like story has been like... I don't know. It's been like a fan favorite, basically.
They even had it in Gotham, funnily enough.
Yeah. So I could definitely see this actually happening.
What if it's an MMORPG? Like,
no,
wow.
I think, I honestly, if Montreal's doing it, I think it would be in the vein of the Arkham games.
What else has Montreal done?
Origins.
It'd be a disappointment then.
Jesus.
You liked the game when it came out. You did the quick like 180 on that like over the years.
No, I mean like compared to the others, I do not like it nearly as much as much as I
you
I
liked
love
it. You liked
the
it when
other
it came
three.
Out. I love all four. I'll go on record right now.
Like
Arkham Origins, best Christmas game I've ever played, probably.
Oh, 100%.
What other Christmas games have you played?
I don't know. I'm sure I have at some point. There has to be.
Yeah.
Probably Smash Bros. This year.
Is that a Christmas?
Because Merry Christmas to me, you know what I mean? Last of Us Part 2 and Cyberpunk 2077 won't be at the Game Awards. I don't think that's surprising.
No, I'm not really shocked because we just saw The Last of Us, and I don't think that game's anywhere near coming out.
No.
And Cyberpunk, same thing. We saw a bunch of Cyberpunk, and that's...
I still watch that. That looks just...
I mean, that game's going to be absolutely
bonkers. That looks too good to be true. Like, I want a VR headset for that.
Is they going to make it in VR?
I mean, they have to. It looks... Because...
Do they have to?
Yeah.
I think the graphics are too good for them to put it in VR.
That's a good point.
At least like for another like, you know, five years
after. It's not coming out until when?
Like, they don't have a release date yet.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a 2020
That's another
game
that's like 2020 at the earliest, I think. So, who knows?
Maybe it's 2077.
We got to wait that long?
That would really bum me out.
I better be able to like see it in real life. Like,
you'll be 80 years old. No. 90.
Yeah, the game will give me PTSD. Fantastic.
It made me think of all the things I didn't do.
I feel like these next couple ones are pretty big ones. So there's rumors that the Metroid Prime trilogy is going to come to Switch, and they're going to announce that at the Game Awards.
I think that'd be awesome. Be
never so played cool. them. Wouldn't too scary.
That would be my opposite.
No, they are not. Oh,
they're
my
Nintendo
God.
Games.
You're whistling fucking Dixie.
Did you guys play Zombie U?
No.
No.
That game was scary.
No, it wasn't.
I played the demo for it a couple of times. Never finished it.
You played the demo a couple of times?
Yeah. I downloaded the demo on my Wii U.
And this is huge now. This is huge for me.
And me.
Crash Team Racing is probably going to be announced as well.
The Bandicoot's back?
Again. And that's insane. Because that game is so like...
I liked it.
It's so good for its time, but when you go back and play it now, after we play fast-paced things like Mario Kart, it hasn't aged well, so it's like, are they going to like...
Were they going to speed it up? Or are they going to make it like a
I
modern...
Feel like,
I hope
feel like
it's
they
rebuilt.
Have to.
Like,
they should.
But did you see what happened? Like, IGN got sent...
Yeah, the dice.
Orange dice.
The orange dice, yeah. So, interesting, like, very interesting.
It's happening. Like, I can't... I
We're
never would have thought...
Neocortex and...
Cortex.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
I was trying
to
go into Oxide.
If you want
to
send us
Oxide was cool.
Orange Dice.
Yeah, if you
want to
send
us
Orange Dice, we'll like spread the
word.
If that comes to Switch too, that'll be really fun as well. Because Crash Team Racing was so much fun. Like all the characters are so cool. So I'm super hyped for that. Rocksteady said their new game is not a Superman game, so let's just throw that out the window right now.
I guess now we can just officially mourn.
That was another thing.
We were always mourning. I really did too.
That was another thing last week, and I was like, oh, it's 100% a Superman game we're going to hear about.
So do y'all think they're going to say something at the Game Awards, Rocksteady?
I don't know. Here's my thing.
I just don't get how they haven't hinted at anything.
I don't see that either, so that leads me to think that they will. But then my mind turns to E3, where what's E3 even going to be? Because Nintendo's not going to be there, Sony's not going to be there anymore, so what's going to fill the time? And then you have to think they got to have something big. So I would think Rocksteady's announcement at E3 would kind of fill whatever's left out by Sony not being there. So I don't know. I really don't.
Final Fantasy VII could be, like, with that full remake.
No. Because
it's getting closer. Isn't that supposed to come out in probably 2020? Why not?
Because that thing's kind of, like, just in the water.
They straight up said that they announced it way too early. Because Tetsuya Nomura, who's doing Kingdom Hearts, is also, like, the creative director of that. And he straight up was like, yeah. Like, I don't even know why. Like,
I think
it's been in the works, but we don't know why they announced it so early. Because it's not even near.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be, like, a PS5 kind of game.
They announced it so early to basically get ahead of leaks and shit. Like, they were just like, it's going to get leaked that we're working on it, so we want to be the ones to say that we're doing it.
And it's
but
hype,
this game is not even basically started yet. Like,
yeah, and it's hype because it's known as like basically it's known as one of the best games
of
all
time.
Favorites. Some people would say it's the best game ever made, so like it's a big deal, but I don't know. I feel like that game's so far off.
Yeah, I don't expect it for a long time.
Excuse me.
Yeah, excuse you, you freaking idiot. No, I'm kidding, I'm sorry.
Well, that's it for all the video game stuff.
So. All right, well then that's it
Googling?
For everything.
What's that shit at the bottom of the dock?
Bailey's emotional abusiveness to me.
That's how it personifies itself as a word.
Man, that's a weird word. That's it. That's all we got for news. All right. Matt. Is everyone okay? Are we all losing our minds?
Yeah.
I think
Smash,
I am.
Smash is coming.
I know.
I'm experiencing technical difficulties.
So is the dog.
My mind is already lost.
You never had it. You had the mind of a psycho.
Of a coconut.
The mind of a coconut?
If you shake it, you hear the water.
You shake it all up. Do we have anything else? Do we have any mail? Do we have any...
So I looked, and we don't have any mail. So.
Let's close this sucker out.
Yeah.
No, we got some from Google Play. It says, oh, look, Tyler, you're the rat.
Really?
Dang.
You heard that it settled. Here first.
No happy wow. pants?
No happy... Happy pants? Okay, that is... I have a little issue.
No,
then
wait.
Write
I think
our
he,
email. If he... No, if he's gonna... Just write
he
our email.
Commented on the last...
On YouTube.
YouTube, he
I
did.
Saw it.
I did
look
too.
It up.
But
look
also,
it up
if you want to have a little convo with us, just send us an email. Or anyone.
Or, yeah,
or show up at the meet and greet.
That's true. The meet and greet at Gin.
Gin slash Gin.
Come
slash
on down.
The key to
we'll
the
have
city.
Some gin for you.
You sound like we're going to drug
we're
people.
We're promising no, a lot here.
Offering drinks, like hopefully you're of age to drink.
This is getting weird.
I'm not giving drinks to minors.
All right.
You're promising it right now.
We don't happen to have any mail and or reviews today, but if you want to just go ahead and review us on iTunes or give us 5 stars, feel free to. And also, if you want to write to our email, it's missthebuspod@gmail.com.
You hear that? missthebuspod@gmail.com.
Good band.
Happy Pants, if you want to for us to review something, send it to us. We'll review it.
What are we reviewing?
And possibly give it back.
Right. So I guess that's going to be it for today. Right? We're done? Everybody, you want to get y'all's last words in?
Yeah, Tropical Boy out.
All right.
Ouija.
All right.
Peace from Mott.
Okay, sounds good. Bye, guys.
Bye. See you guys.